Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, Mother and Dad. Well, I hope everybody there is doing fine tonight. As for us, we're all doing just fine and dandy. Tonight it's August the 16th, and me and buddy of mine been sitting out here talking for a while, and I hadn't wrote y'all in the last few days, and so I wanted to say a few words on this tape tonight rather than to write. Like I said, I'm getting pretty lazy. I can't seem to write as many letters as I used to. After you've been here so long, you know, it gets hard to write letters like you did. We sat out here tonight, we talked for a good while, drank a couple of beers, eat some of them good old bacons that you sent, those bacon crackers. I got your package yesterday and really did enjoy it. We munched on the cookies and on the bacons, first one thing another. We sat here and talked, and I told my buddy here I had to make a tape on my mother and dad. So, we watched Joe's plane. Us boy talked on tape here a while back. We didn't get to go over to the airport and see him leave, but we knew what time he was leaving. We was all waiting for the plane to go over, and we seen him leave out tonight, so he's up there somewhere now on the way home. And this old boy I've been talking to tonight, Danny Nolan, a good friend of mine. He's from California. He'll be going home, and he's got 13 days now. Naturally, he's really happy. And he says he's going to come down to Texas and see all of us one of these days. And I told him the door would be open when he did. So I'm going to let him say a few words here. And I don't know if I get to finish this tape tonight or not. If I don't, well, I'll finish it tomorrow night or something. But I want him to say a word or two, and so I'll talk to y'all a little bit later on. Here's Danny now. I'm going to let him say a few words.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Wiles. This is Dan. I'm from California. I was just sat out talking to Gene. I with him a little bit. Well, I with him about every day, telling him my days. He's getting pretty anxious to come home. Well, I don't blame him. It's been about the longest year of my life. I guess we got to be here, though. I'm going to come down here to Texas. He's going to show me all that country, western stuff. I never heard of it before. He walks around here talking about Texas and all. I'm telling you, there's only one state in the Union, two kinds of people. The state's California. People is Irish, and the other kinds of people want to be. I haven't really got much to say. I don't know. I'd like to meet you. One of these days, I hope we have a chance. I guess I'll give you back to Gene now. Take it easy.
Well, as my old buddy Danny, he's on cloud nine. Like I said, we sit out here tonight and had a couple of beers together and talked about things going on back home, first one thing and another. He's really, really happy about getting to go home, and I'm happy for him because I know that it means a lot to him. He rubs me in a lot and everything about getting to go home. But he ain't got nothing on me. He's got 19 months left in the service, and I ain't got but 8 months and 24 days. So he ain't got much on me. See, I'll be out there in civilian life pretty soon, and he'll still be in here taking these old orders and first one thing or another. But anyway, I'm glad to see him go back to States, and I hope that he don't have to come back over here. He's one of these, well, you might say, mischievous characters. He started to extend over here. He wanted to be a door gunner on one of these helicopters. I've talked to him, told him that's not what he wants, and he still says it is, and he put in 1049 for
this aviation outfit over here by us, and I told him I hope it don't go through, and I don't think it will. And he don't need to be over here. He's standing right here by me, but all I got to say is he's retarded if he's puts in 6 more months over here. I mean, really, there just ain't no sense in it. But I hope he does come on down to Texas. I'd like for y'all to meet him because he's a swell guy. And I really thank a lot of him. It took me a while to really get to know him. You know how I am when I meet anybody. I like to check them out pretty good before I say they're my friend. But this old boy really is. He's a swell guy. And he's the kind of man that the Army likes to have. But I hope he's the kind of man that don't like to have the Army. I mean, I hope he'll get out as soon as his time's up. I'm afraid he's a lifer. But he said, hey. Well, he'll say that now, but I've got him figured for lifer material. But anyway, so he's got a big ambition of flying, and first one thing or another, he likes it up in the air. Well, I like it on the ground. I want to be in an air one time, and I said he'd back on back to the house, you know. So I'm going to cut this off now, and I might get him to say another word or two in a few minutes. It's kind of hard for me just to make one whole tape by myself. And, Mom, we got that package yesterday with the cookies the cookies and the tape and the film and all. And we really enjoyed the cookies. We've been snacking on them, and first one thing another. And I took up a roll of film today as I was working. I took it just for y'all. It was just of the area around, the first one thing another. As soon as I get it developed, well, I'll send the pictures on home to you. And everything going just fine around here. I'm getting 3 square meals a day and get a little hot shower every night and nice bunk sleep in. That's what Danny said. And TV to watch every night and movie over here every night. And everything just fine. So I'm going to cut this off for a few minutes. And we'll be talking to y'all a little bit later on. Well, here I'm back again, turn this thing back on. Me and old Danny been standing here talking. I told him I thought he was laughing material. He argues with me he's not. When old Danny first come here, that was about 3 months ago. Well, he was attached to the 34th when he first come here. He come down here from the 104th engineer over to Long Bend. He's an asphalt section. When he got here, he just busted his tail. I mean, he really got after it. And he found out that the 34th Engineers was kind of I don't really know how to say it on the tape, but it's a chicken outfit. I mean, really, that's what it is. You got to know somebody, you got to kiss somebody's tail, and you really got to hump them. Well, Danny's like me. He won't take nothing off anybody. He tried for a long time. But I always got to tell him that he'd do the same thing when he got back. And he loves money just like I do. And I believe the old boy, if he don't change his attitude, he'll be re-upping in this Army. Pop, I know you're a lifer, but all I can say is you're one heck of a man to be able to stay in this old Army as long as you did. I know you had a lot easier than we did as you got on up the ladder in the years, but I mean, I know you had a lot on your shoulders, too. But you know what us little old flunky PFCs and Spec 4s go through. We catch all the details, you know, first one thing and another. But I've been trying to get old Danny to say a little bit more here, and I hope he will. I won't have to gouge him in the ribs. He says he'll try. And just, I've been telling him, just talk to him, talk to y'all just like his own mom and daddy, because we'll be back talking to them before long. And I know that y'all treat him just like one of the boys if you ever seen him. But I'm going to let him say a few more words, so here he is. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing real straight out. I'm not laughing material. We're having a big argument about that. He's right about one thing. I really humped. I thought this is a pretty straight outfit. I found out I wasn't. It kind of gets to a guy, but if I'm laughing material, I got 11 months, time and grade on POFC. 11 months and 15 days. Never had a DUI, never had an alcohol 15, never bubbled, pulled any kind of extra duty. This outfit's bad. Never mill at my own though, so I guess maybe it's not me. He's right again, I like to be in the air. I love it in the air. There you can be free. I try to talk to you like I feel, but most people don't understand how I feel. Jenny and I seem to be alike, even though he is from Texas and I'm from California.
Look out now.
Yeah.
You know what comes from California?
He's telling me to be careful.
He ain't got no wheels.
Yeah. He's making fun of California now because of all those funny people we got out there.
California ain't nothing but a suburb of Texas.
No. He's telling me California is a suburb of Texas, but he's wrong. California was a state before we even heard of Texas. Oh, now he's got me all confused on what I was going to say anyway. But I appreciate being able to talk to somebody. It's been a long time since me and my family, we don't communicate very much. But I'm still getting out. I guess I give it back to Gene. Thanks a lot for listening to me. Well, he's just a little bit bashful. Start building up California and all that, just like my old big brother did when he talked to me on that tape the other day. Well, really come down to it. I mean, California just a suburb of Texas, that's all it is.
Yeah,
that's right. Just like all these other places is. You know, they say Vietnam is...
Vietnam, same Texas.
No. They say that Vietnam is about half the size of California. Well, if Vietnam is about half the size of California, well, that means you could probably set Vietnam between Dallas and Fort Worth, that little stretch between Dallas and Fort Worth, you know. I mean, but that's just where it goes, you know. I tried to tell these boys about Texas now, but they don't seem to understand. I have to bring them out there and let them ride a bull or two or something and let them see what really goes on out there. They run around here with their tie-up breeches and ducktail haircuts. Well, they don't get their ducktail haircuts in here, but, well, I can't say don't wear no cowboy boots because I just got a nice pair of boots from this old boy's fixing to leave. And I'm going to bring him down there and let him see some of the cowtown. Let him rope a steer or something. Y'all know I'm cutting up. But anyway, be glad when he gets down there to see us. And when I see his life and material, I think, not me, but I think he's about changed his mind after being 34th Engineering Battalion. I cut this off again, and Danny said, you send that home, they're going to think we're a bunch of crazy fools. And I just told him, I said, well, maybe we'll get a chance to get this tape back, the return of this tape, before that he leaves, so I hope we do. I told him, I said, they don't think we're a bunch of fools. They know I'm just a big bag of fun anyhow. And So I hope I get to return on this tape before that he leaves, which is about 13 days from now. So as soon as y'all get this tape, well, y'all send one back. Buddy, give him a little advice about the Army. I still got worries about this boy. I mean, really, tell him don't make a lie for all of
Don't say that.
I mean, you got out and you know that good old civvy life's a whole lot better than this military life. So, you give me a few hints, buddy, okay? Oh, Mr. Wild, Gene
put me on here again, so he wants me to tell you, he wants me to tell you all about how he loves the Army. He told me he was a lifer. He said he's going to follow right in your footsteps.
Uh-huh.
That's what he told me. He said he loved the Army. He says he loved that good chow in the mess hall. Wanted to be a cook, is what he said, but they wouldn't let him. He says he's satisfied just to be a sergeant first class. Really, old Gene, he can't hardly stand this place. But don't you let on. Old boy kids him about following your footsteps and all. I don't believe he'll do it. He tried for a while, but I don't believe he'll make the grade. Well, it sounds like Army makes men, my lot. I believe they're lying to us, but don't tell anybody. What do you think about it? Kind of like to know since you've been in so many years. We got a pretty good, about the only guys with us, well, excuse me, worth anything around here. You know how this Army life is. Worth anything around here is our type. He's a real square guy. But he can't do much when you got a, excuse the expression, nigger CO. And a real bunch of trouble. But it's nice anyway, though. You know, if old Gene getting a good outfit, he'd probably reenlist anyway.
Never happened. Never happened.
I'm almost sure he would, because he was talking, he got serious. He was talking about, boy, this outfit ain't so bad anyway. He says, if I was a single man, he says, I'd probably re-up. He says, it's got good food, and you make plenty of money. He says, travel all over. And he calls me lifer material. I kind of wish you'd just write back and tell him what to think of that. What do you think of that? Well, I guess he's getting excited now, so I'll give the phone back to you.
Well, I wasn't really getting excited. This kind of steers me up when anybody calls me life material. Because there ain't no way I'd re-up in here. No way for anything. I mean, I might joke and cut up with them. Say if I was a single man, I might first one thing and another, but I believe y'all know me better than that. I like that good old civilian life too much to ever think about re-enlisting. Well, this tape about to run out, so if it runs out, we'll turn it over and say a word or two on the other side. Me and old Danny getting a kick out of this night out here making this tape. This is a funny way to celebrate him going home. I mean, you might say celebrate, but I'm glad to see him go home, really. I know he's going to be up when he gets there. So if this runs out, well, on this side, we'll turn it over and say a few words on the other side. And don't none of y'all worry about me re-enlisting, no matter what anybody says. California and Oklahoma and whatever it might be. Because it's one old boy that won't re-enlist.